Well, we're really excited about this program. We've applied for a $50,000 grant from Pepsi, PepsiRefresh.com. We're in competition against organizations all around the country for this grant. And what we're asking people to do is come vote. And what happens when we win this grant is that we're going to get $50,000 and we're going to apply it towards a kayaking program for kids in Marquette County. We're aiming this program for at-risk kids, low-income kids, as well as kids from the general community. And what we want to do is expand the program that we've had. This program's been in place for 2 years and we've had over 100 kids. It's proven it's successful. And this will allow us to actually buy equipment instead of renting, borrowing, and begging.
Well, I was going to ask you about, in terms of the program, this is a relatively new program at the Y, correct?
Yep. Yeah, just the last two seasons we've had kayaking. We've had, like I said, over 100 kids in the program. We're looking at expanding it. So we want to get more kids. We're partnering. We've partnered with Lake Superior Village. We're looking to partner with Big Brothers, Big Sisters, as well as a fellow that works with Native American youth.
So I'm curious in terms of, I'm sure it could be a simple answer or a long answer, but what do you teach them in the kayaking class?
Well, obviously kayak skills. So how to get into, out of the boat, how to paddle around. And then we also teach safety. That's a big part of what we do. So one of the big things is how to do what's called a wet exit. So you flip the boat over, how to come out of it properly, and then what to do after a wet exit, which is how to get back into your boat and such.
That's probably fairly challenging in and of itself, I'm sure.
Yes, this is a challenging program, but what's great about it is kids love it, and they're able to do it. And so when they do accomplish it, you can just see the big smile on their face and the confidence that it endears in them.
Karen Kasperzak with us this morning, also with Lake Superior Village. And Karen, tell us a little bit about the involvement of the village and the youth there with this particular effort.
Our kids have gone, last summer we went three times with our youth center program, and then the kids went to YMCA resident camp and they went kayaking twice there. And it's just amazing, the kids, they come back, I'm with them every day and they tell me about it. Just things like, I never thought I'd have the opportunity to go kayaking, or I was really scared at first and didn't want to get in, didn't want to do a wet exit. I learned how, and I was confident by the end of just one session. And then as a staff watching the kids showing off out there. Some other great things about the kayaking program, one child in particular last summer might have been labeled as a troubled youth. And he went out there, he got in the kayak, he excelled at it, and then became a mentor for some of the younger children. It was just a really great to see him out there doing that. And then a few of our kids at the youth center are disabled, and that kind of evens it out for them. One of them has a problem with her leg. When she gets in a kayak, she's the same as all the other kids out there.
So just in a nutshell, it would seem to be that it has a fairly strong impact, has had that. I mean, for example, I'm sure, you know, you've seen a lot of confidence built. How does that work with the kids? How does it make them feel better?
Kayaking is really unique because, unlike other sports, it's individual. They're in that boat by themselves. They are empowered. They move it forward and backwards and turn it. And the skills they learn, they do themselves. And so I think that really just empowers them and can build that confidence that they're doing it.
Sam, we were talking about it a little bit, but let's talk a little bit more in depth now. There's an opportunity for folks to get involved, an opportunity for people to help out with funding to keep the programming going. Tell us what's happening.
You bet. Pepsi Refresh is a project that Pepsi, instead of investing in Super Bowl ads, they're putting the money into community. So every month, $1.5 million is being made available for these grants. And so we've applied for one of these grants. We're out there. And what we need people to do is go and vote for us. If you go to our website, ymcamqt.org, you'll find a link out there for the Pepsi Refresh project. Click on that. You'll be taken to our project, our webpage out there on under there. You can read about our project, and then you'll see a button that says Vote Now. Click on that. First time you'll need to register, but after that you can vote every day during the month of March for us. And that's what we're asking folks to do, is, you know, go out and vote, tell your neighbors, tell your friends, you know, heck, get your dog out there voting. You know, we're looking for a lot of votes and get this project.
You can vote many times on it then?
Just once a day.
Once a day. Okay.
Yes.
once a day you can vote on it. But as we saw recently with the city of Marquette, when people stick their mind to it, we can certainly do things with online votes. Karen, I know that in terms of this program, this has really worked out well for the youth with the Lake Superior Village. Why do you feel it's important to keep this thing going?
The youth at the village are really getting into it. Any kid age 13 and up with an email address, any person at 13 and up can vote. And so a lot of our older youth are at the center voting. And then each day on the website, you can watch the ranks. And so the kids are there watching to see what number we're on and if we're getting closer. In order to get the funding, we need to be in the top 10. And last time I checked, which was last night, we were ranked 34th. So we really need those votes out there. And just everyone who's out there, just know that as you're voting and we're going up in ranks, the kids at their youth center are celebrating, they're watching this every day that we're there.
Well, one thing also that this brings up, Sam, is that, you know, we're talking with Karen today from the Lake Superior Village, but, you know, this is a program that the Y is doing that is basically anybody that is interested in finding out more about kayaking, they can, right?
Yes, that's true. We started this program 2 years ago with the kids, and then last year we introduced an adult program. And so these kayaks are going to be available for all the kids of Marquette County to be able to go out and learn how to kayak, not just Lake Superior Village, who's a partner, but all the kids in our programs, day camp, resident camp, et cetera.
Now, I'm assuming that the training for this is done in the pool at the Y? How do you do it? I mean, give me a little bit of background on it.
Well, we get the boats, we get the kids, and last summer we're out at Teal Lake, we're out at Harlow Lake, and then we're out at Little Lake in Gwynn. And so we get out in the water, we pick a nice day where it's warm, not too windy, and get the kids out paddling, you know, start out on the beach, teach them some stuff there, and then get out on the water and then start having fun.
Well, to wrap up here with you, Sam, again, with the vote here, how do people take part in it and how can they find out more?
To take part in it, if you head to our website, ymcamqt.org, you'll find a link to the Pepsi Refresh Project. Click on that, go, and then hit the Vote Now button and vote every day for us. And our program's called At Risk Kids Paddling Ahead in Life.